This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Pentagon says it is not ruling out coordination with the Taliban on any future counterterrorism efforts in Afghanistan. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley fought against the Taliban.
This is a ruthless group from the past, and whether or not they change remains to be seen.
But asked directly if the U.S. may have to work with the insurgents against Islamic State militants and others.
It's possible.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin echoed Milley in calling a future relationship with the Taliban hard to predict. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.N.'s top human rights official in Afghanistan warns the country is descending into a humanitarian catastrophe as conflict, drought, and a shortage of international aid is hitting the population days after the U.S. military ended its mission in the country. Ramiz Alakbarov said Wednesday that at least one-third of the country's population now is not sure that their family will have a meal every day or not.
By the end of September, the stocks which World Food Program has in the country will be out of, We will not be able to provide those essential food items because we will be out of stocks.
Alakbarov said half of all Afghan children under 5 years old are in an extreme state of malnutrition. Heavy fighting has been reported between Taliban fighters and anti-Taliban resistance forces based in the Panjshir Valley after talks between the two sides failed to resolve their differences. A resistance spokesman claims a Taliban offensive was repulsed, with the Taliban suffering heavy losses. Taliban followers on social media claim that their forces have taken over several areas previously controlled by the resistance. Each side has blamed the other for the failure of talks to resolve their differences. This is VOA News. The United Nations Weather Agency reports weather disasters are striking the world 4 to 5 times more often and causing 7 times more damage than in the 1970s. But these disasters are killing far fewer people. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Meteorological Organization reports the 5 costliest disasters since 1970 were storms in the United States. On the other hand, the chief of the UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction, Mamie Nisutori, says enhanced early warning and preventive measures are saving many lives. While Hurricane Katrina killed more than 1,800 people, she notes Ida claimed a handful of lives.
What made the difference this time is that the city designed a new hurricane and storm damage risk reduction system, investing $14.5 billion in gates, flood walls, and levees that protected this once-in-a-century storm.
UN weather experts recommend nations strengthen risk prevention measures to save people's lives and reduce damage caused by natural hazards. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Louisiana residents still reeling from the flooding and damage caused by Hurricane Ida are scrambling for food, gas, water, and relief from the oppressive heat. At a news conference, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell said the day's primary objective is getting people what they need immediately.
We know they need food, water, cool air, and so we are moving forward with the full complement of additional resources on today.
Thousands of line workers are toiling to restore electricity, and officials have vowed to set up more sites where people can get free meals and cool off. In the wake of one of the most restrictive state laws going into effect, the Biden administration is calling on Congress to codify Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion in the United States. The move comes after a Texas law banning most abortions in the state took effect Wednesday, with the Supreme Court silent on an emergency appeal to put the law on hold. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden is against Texas's new law.
Its extreme Texas law blatantly violates the constitutional right established under Roe v. Wade and upheld as precedent for nearly half a century. It will significantly impair women's access to the health care they need, particularly for communities of color and individuals with low incomes.
The Texas law, signed by Republican Governor Greg Abbott in May, prohibits abortions once medical professionals can detect cardiac activity, usually around 6 weeks and before most women know they're pregnant. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.